All right, this is the January 23rd, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 30 minutes scheduled for these properties. The hearings before us involve petitions number 210 and 211 for property IDs 13054500 and 13054100. These properties are both owned by Granite 7 LLC. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Colton DeFord here for the appellant. I know we can't see you, but if you can please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
My right hand is raised.
Perfect.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your properties as of January 1st, 2024. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. And so unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal. Let me ask one question real quickly. The notice of value on your first property is $10,792,132. The notice on the information system at the county is $9,327,325. Have you received any notice of why that value was changed?
I personally have not, no.
Okay. So it really doesn't matter too much to us. It's matters what your value is going to be and how that's constructed. But there is a difference there. I just didn't know if they had contacted you about that. I assume the other...
Yes. To be completely honest with you, this is something that landed in my personal lap very recently as we had sort of taken over the property and acquired Granite 7 LLC. So this is something that we inherited from Hinton Development.
Okay. And are
so
you...
So it's possible that they may have received it, but I personally have not.
And you're an, a service just doing this... appeal for them, or are you doing other work for them?
For Hinton Development, or for I work for Rachi LLC, which is acquired Granite 7 LLC from Hinton. Oh,
got it. So you're the owner then?
Yeah, I represent the owner, correct.
Got it. Well, you are the owner, or you're an agent?
I work for the company that owns it.
Got it. Okay. All right, so go ahead and explain your appeal. We recently heard this appeal with Hinton Development. The date is April of 24. And maybe you can just update us from that point forward if you can.
Sure. Our position is that this is an exceptionally difficult to develop site due to the existing conditions. It's effectively a rock face on the side of a hill, and it is, in my opinion, been appraised at a value that seems to suggest that this is development land. We have had an appraisal done here just recently. It should be dated December 20th, 2024, that states what we believe the values of the two properties should be. I believe that that was submitted here just recently. And I guess that is our stance, is that we are standing behind this appraisal as what we believe the value to be.
So...
Can you tell us in broad terms basically what has been done since the April presentation that was given to us?
Could you explain further what you're looking for that might have been done?
Well, what activity has been done from April to when did you purchase the property?
Towards the middle to late last year. I don't have an exact date with me, but we didn't purchase the property per se. We purchased the company that owns the property. The property owner has not changed. The property owner is still Granite 7 LLC.
Okay, so you just go ahead.
I was gonna say you haven't done any development, maybe it's not the right word, but improvements or trying to bring utilities
So very, very recently, one of the properties has begun the process of it will be subdivided. Some work has started on that, but that's a very recent thing. That is since January of 2024.
Okay.
So my understanding is that as of the date that this assessment should occur from, no work was completed.
So if I'm reading correctly, you have the value on here of total concluded value $6,605,000?
Yes.
And on your petition, you asked for $5,115,000. So are you
in? Yeah, so that petition was submitted before the appraisal was completed.
Okay. So you want to adjust what you're requesting to the amount of the appraisal?
Yes. Yep. Okay. We believe that the appraisal is correct.
I don't have any other questions.
And just to be clear, I want to make sure that I'm giving everything as correct as I possibly can. The date that of this appraisal is as of January 1st, 2024.
Okay. Thank you.
And where can I see that number?
That is on page 3 of the appraisal report that we had submitted.
It's right at the very beginning of the packet. Starts, the first page says Value Added Assets LLC, dated December 20th. If you turn it over on the back, it's got the appraisal value.
Okay.
That's
both pieces of property. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Anything you want to point out specifically in this packet that's we might want to consider it different than was presented before?
Well, to be honest, not being super familiar with what was presented before, I believe that this is just a updated appraisal built on the prior appraisals that you would have been given.
Okay. So it's the same project, same ultimate goal and everything?
Correct. Yep. One of the parcels is intended to be platted at some point in 2025.
Okay. I have no further questions. John, you have anything?
No, I think it's pretty clear the information, as long as the property is nothing has been actually started for construction wise or whatever, and I'm good with what we had.
So some construction has started. One of the two parcels has had some construction completed, but what I was told, and I want to make sure that we're clear, is that there was no work that had been completed as of the date of the listed on the appraisal of January 1st, 2024.
That's what I wanted to clear too, was that nothing had started by the date of the assessment.
Correct.
And the appraisal. Okay.
Thanks. I don't have any other questions.
Okay. Got it. Okay. I have no other questions. So you'll hear from us within 30 days.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Close the hearing.
This is the January 23rd, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 212 for property ID 18168200. And the property is owned by H2 Veers, LLC. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Nicole Duke here on behalf of the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. I'm going to repeat this. I'm going to tell you this once, and then it'll be good for all the hearings. We're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2024. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So, unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you update us from what was done to these properties since April. Or not so since April, but any update from the April hearing that we had.
We actually don't have any update. I think the value, I believe it's at the same as it was when we agreed on it last April, with the same appraisal. Reason being, so you know, the construction process, we haven't made any headway on the construction process. We actually went into prelim approval and got appealed on this project. So currently, right now, we have no approvals on this project, and we're in court in the appeals process. So that is why I believe that the values are the same, just because we haven't made any progress in the development process as of January 1st, 2024, right?
Yeah, we even get ourselves confused sometimes.
Yeah. I know, I have so many of them. I'm like, whatever the date. Yeah, so that is, you guys have questions, I can answer any, but we haven't, unfortunately, we haven't made any headway, which I would actually like to have it be appraised at more, because that would mean we've made progress, but we haven't.
Okay.
Any questions, John or Lisa?
No questions.
No, I don't have any questions.
Okay, close the hearing.
This is the January 23rd, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearings before us involves petition number 215 and 216 for property IDs 211-217-000 and 211-458-000. These properties are both owned by James and Judith Raylia. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Nikki Duke here on behalf of the appellants. If you can please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
You swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead and tell us about these. Anything going on since?
This poor project. So we haven't made any progress there. I'm not going to argue this. I think the assessed values are the same as what we were at last year, which was, I believe, $1 million and like $400,000 maybe for the smaller piece. But the progress that we've made has actually sent it in the opposite direction as far as being able to be developed. So it actually has access issues on top of some wetland and some different things that affects their value. So I would say you still have the same issues with this piece, which when I talked to the assessor's office, Katie, they were going to pull it out of raw developable land because it doesn't have access. So next year we shouldn't be back. But we don't have fire access. We don't have normal access. It's kind of landlocked. It also doesn't have sewer. You have to put in a pump station, and half of it's wet at the moment. So I believe that the $1 million value for the larger piece is still fair from last year, and the house piece, which was the 5 acres, I think it actually has a higher value if it's assessed with a comped house versus developable land.
Did we do this in April also?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the date on it.
I don't see a copy of our decision from last time.
Maybe we didn't have.
You did hear this one last year. I can check the date of the hearing.
Yeah, I was looking for the decision in my...
Yeah, this one was a little earlier. You heard it in February. I think this I've started grouping all of Hinton together now, and maybe we didn't know originally. But yes, this was from February of last year is when you heard it.
Okay.
I knew I remembered it. I can't remember the month.
Yeah.
Because I provided you with such a thick packet of information.
Yeah, I remember the property. I didn't see the decision in here, so I didn't know what we did last year.
It was lowered to 1 million last year, for the first one at least.
Yeah, and the 458,000 or whatever it was for the second one.
Let me double check.
That sounds right, because I did it off of house comps.
Mm-hmm. 458,392.
Yeah.
And this was not was this an appraisal also?
No. So you guys know, we're in to be completely transparent, we're in a PSA for this, for all the pieces for 1.2. And we're going to have to go back and probably renegotiate that PSA based on the encroachments that we found that we're going through. So that is what we are set to purchase it for both the 5 and the larger and the small piece together.
Oh yeah, this is the one up. Is this the one up in Lucinder?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Off of Spencer Road.
Yeah, I remember the property. I just don't remember what we decided. Okay. So there's no changes in the value since the previous appeal?
Nope.
Okay. I have no more questions. John, Lisa?
No, I don't have any questions.
Okay, we'll close that hearing.
Okay.
This is the January 23rd, 2025 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 213 for property ID 911-03173. The property is owned by Scott and Four LLC. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. We have no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Nikki Duke here for the appellant. If he can please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just remember my introduction in the first one about the assessor and so forth. So tell us about this one. Anything updated?
I'm sorry, I'm pulling them up. Let's see, it's gone away. I just had it open and I lost it. So I appealed I had the two parcels, but I appealed the one that's wet, correct? And I submitted all the same stuff that we had from last year.
So nothing has been done with this property either, is that correct?
No. So we have two properties there. I'm sorry, I worked with the assessor's office also, so I'm trying. Tract A is a stormwater pond, and that was assessed, and I believe I brought that out. And then the second tract is the one that we talked about last year that is a mitigation site that's completely wet, and it isn't developable. And that is what, please remind me, that's the one we're talking about right now, right?
Right. The other one you haven't appealed, is that correct?
No, because I believe they changed it through the assessor's office, and I signed that. Oh, thank you very much. Okay. Yes. Okay. So this site is part of our Scott and Way Plaza site, and it was our mitigation site, which we discussed last year originally for the entire commercial site. So this piece very likely will not be able to be developed. It is completely wet. It has, like, if you look at GIS, the map is completely wet, and there has been nothing new on it since we talked about it last year. Yeah, if you can turn on the wetland layers, Allison, I'll show. I believe it's in the packet that I submitted to you. It is zoned residential, but the wetland environmental impacts on this don't allow you to do anything with it.
So it's still the 137,750?
Yeah. Correct.
How did you actually get a meeting with them? Because we have so many people that can't even get through.
So I sit on the board of the BIA, and I had actually met Peter trying to figure out a process to reevaluate raw developable land to work so we don't have so many of these that are way high. And I'm working with them right now to figure out that process so we can kind of hit this on the back end so we don't have all of these properties that are valued at millions of dollars. So I had met him there, and then he actually goes to my church, so I see him every Sunday. Oh, and okay. I'd met Katie personally too, because I've sat in meetings with them. So
well, lucky you.
Yeah, but know that I'm working on the side because I don't want to have to come to you with more properties. So we are trying to like work with them to come up with closer values.
Yeah. We have some other people that can't get a meeting, can't
get a hold of them.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. You're fortunate enough to be able to talk to them, at least. Even though they didn't come through with your stipulations on the first two properties. This one, also you had a discussion and agreed to this one?
Yeah, so I talked to them about this too and explained that it's wet, and Katie had gone, she thought she had already changed it from last year because this was one we talked about after the appeal I had last year, and it hadn't been changed yet. So she was looking back in her system because she thought she had reevaluated it already.
Can you look at the notice of the GIS system to see what the value is if it's been changed?
I think it's
it is like currently on the Property Information Center listed as 800,454.
Okay, good. All right. Any questions, John or Lisa?
No questions.
Okay. Close the hearing.